Salam alaikum.
Blog Talk Radio.
Assalam alaikum. Once again, this is Murad Muhammad coming to you by radio on Blog Talk Radio. I am honored and I'm very elated to be able to speak to you this evening. Things happen. People are losing their lives, which is something we all have to do, and that is to leave this world. Loved ones and people that are very close. And it can occupy your thoughts and your minds to wonder when is your time. But I'm telling you all out there, don't worry about that. Live for today and thank God that you have awakened and that you have an opportunity to be able to see life and to beg for forgiveness for any sins that you have committed. We all are people that sin, and we beg God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, to forgive us for that which we do in this world. The name of life is good intentions. And so when you slip and you get angry, these things happen. We are human. But it makes you better when you turn to your Lord and ask him for forgiveness. We want to thank Imam Alfred Muhammad. For Imam Alfred Muhammad, this is his broadcast. I am a guest. And I will be a guest as long as he allows me to do so. For as he who chose to give me this opportunity, surely I did not ask for it. When you are brought up the way I was brought up, during the first experience with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him and grant him paradise for his good deeds, separate his sins from his goodness as thou separate the east from the west, and grant him paradise. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We want to thank Brother Alfred because we are taught that you shouldn't seek the post. One who seeks the post should not get it. If you find someone that's begging to be a leader, you should run like hell. It's not in the nature of a human being to be over top of anybody. That's our good nature. If you're not in that nature, surely you want to be over top of someone to dictate, or it ought to go your way. That is not what the human being is created in this world. We are not dictators. We do not hold a post for a lifetime. You have to do what God has given you, be able to manifest your attributes. And when you can't do that anymore, you should dismiss yourself, or the community should get rid of you. And that's one thing we want to talk about. But I want to thank Brother Alfred because he chose to allow me to be on the radio. I stopped counting. I think this is our 32nd Tuesday to be on the radio, and I had no clue that I will have this long of a range. We are told that this is the highest ratings in the history of Blog Talk Radio. What is different? Is it I? No, I can't give that credit to me. But I do can give credit to Imam Waruddin Muhammad. I am a student of Imam Waruddin Muhammad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a gift, and he gave it to us. So we have to give credit where credit is due, but we cannot forget the giver. He gave us the gift, but the giver is Allah. Allah inspired him, and he inspired us to be able to understand the mercy that God has given us in the Prophet Muhammad. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Brother Alfred, as you know, and I've always bring it to your attention, is struck with a disease called cancer. and cancer is removing a whole lot of us. We don't understand why that this disease is a trial to some of us. Most of us do not have it, but some of us do, and it surely is in your family. And if you don't get checked to realize if cancer is growing in your system, it can sneak up on you at the wrong time. However, Allah doesn't place a burden on the soul that it does not withstand, so therefore any one of us can have this disease. But what we need to do is to come together collectively and support that individual. If, in fact, you should know, if you don't know, I will inform you. They do not allow your insurance policy to pay 100% of the treatments that one have to have. They'll pay 80%. Some only pay 60%. But if you add up that 20%, whatever it may be, that can range into the thousands, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000. And surely that can make your life miserable. Also can allow you to lose your home, lose your properties that you take a love in, and you can lose a spouse that does not want to deal with a sick person. That's another story. But nevertheless, we out there in the listening audience should come together collectively and see if, in fact, we can send him at least $10 or $20. It adds up. One day, inshallah, we'll be talking to 1 million people. And if so, it only costs you $1. $1 you can send to Brother Alfred, and he has $1 million. Now, I know you would say, wow, that is a lot of money to give to one person. If you're that selfish, yes, you would talk like that. But how much money do he spend if you go on that website and punch him in on Blog Talk Radio, Imam Alfred Muhammad? He has a dozen shows, and that costs money. Whatever that costs, he pays for it, and he's bringing the word of God to the people. He reminds me of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Honorable Elijah Muhammad had hundreds of ministers, and they all was articulate, very fiery, and can instill in you the motivation, determination to want something out of life. And they all came to one table to sit with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So he was smart. He surrounded himself with expertise. He surrounded himself with men that was innovative, had the capabilities to want to love you and gave you love by words that he spoke. And so, therefore, he was successful. So Brother Alfred has men as follows: Imam Warithin Muhammad, men as in medicine, psychiatrists, and et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes he steps outside the box and reaches out to his Christian brothers and his Jewish brothers, and he invites them to come on the radio and give their knowledge, knowledge that you can obtain, knowledge that you can utilize. For that, he's an asset. He's not a burden. So we love to keep assets around because he's a thinker. He's a mover. He allows to utilize himself and allow himself to be able to speak to who? Everybody outside of his immediate family, but he's able to speak to the human family. For that alone, for creating this vehicle, you have to give him his accolades. So if you send in monies to him, it will help him a great deal to release some of his burden. I reiterate, if we sent a dollar, and there's 1 million of us, that allows him to not have to beg anyone, but get the best doctors, the best medicine that money can buy. And I'm quite sure it would ease the burden for his immediate family and his children. Well, I would do that all day long. Not only for Brother Alfred, for any human being that needs my help, and there's 1 million of us, I will come to you and ask you, let's send this person a dollar. Whether it be our Jewish brothers, whether it be our Christian brothers, whether it be our Jehovah brothers and sisters, whether it be a brother or sister that's an atheist. He's a human being. How do you know he's going to be an atheist tomorrow? You don't know that. However, you wouldn't know an atheist until you meet one. Well, I have to say they're very quiet. But according to the network or CNN, there's a whole lot of them. So if there are so many, why we don't know anything about it? Well, you can tell a devil. You can tell a Ku Klux Klan. You can tell a racism. And that is exposed. But we don't know these men and women as atheists. So their character must be intact to they can hide their religion. I won't say hide it. They just don't wear it on their sleeves. So therefore, we don't have to ask one, what is your religion? Why? Only God wills whatever you're going to be. That is good. Whatever you're going to be, that is good, is the will of God. What is good for you, God will give it to you. If it ain't good for you, God is not going to give it to you. So once again, I humbly submit to you all, for that which you give, Allah will reward you 100 to 1, and then multiply it by 10. I'd like those odds, and therefore, when you do things for the sake of Allah, God will reward you in this world and will reward you in the next world. We always like to open up with God's name. We say, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessings of the human, the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God, which followed that salute and that translation of that salutation to the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, the seal of the prophet as mentioned in the Bible as it is given in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wasasa wasalam wasawasuli kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salaka wadin. These words are important to anyone that puts his love and his heart into God. When you say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, your nature come alive. And it allows your intellect, it touches your soul. And your soul sends a message to the intellect and say, awaken. Awaken to the world that God has given us. And if we do not, for whatever reason, if we do not have the opportunity to understand that we are a blessing from God Almighty, what makes us such a great blessing? We're a great blessing because God chose in heaven, not on earth, in heaven, to mold and shape the human being in heaven. And did not, for whatever reason, Satan did not want to allow us to come into existence. However, God told Satan, he said to Iblis, who didn't turn Satan, he was just confused in his mind and could not understand, why in the world would God create another creature in the world? And that creature will cause mystery in the land. He said more mystery. But Allah said to the angels, I know that which you know and know what you know not. Meaning he had a plan for this creature. And in this plan, he breathed us a spirit. He breathed into us his spirit to allow us to be able to escalate above all creation. Oh, man. Oh, man, that is powerful. But if you don't understand that and you don't seek that kind of knowledge out, you will not know why or how we are supposed to conduct ourselves in this world. In this world, what most people say is Satan's world. No, this world was created for Satan was created. This world was created for anything that you can imagine that was created. This world was beautiful. How do we know that? It's because when God created the earth, he asked his angel, Jabir, that is the chief angel. That's the angel that brings you blessings. That's the angel that came to Mary. That's the angel that went down and got the dirt and brought it up to heaven. That angel brings you blessings. He said, oh, Jabir, look into my new creation. And Jabir said, oh, God, how could anyone go wrong in a creation such as that? Then in the blink of the eye, that's just a metaphor because God don't have eyes, but that's a picture so you can grasp what I'm trying to relate to you. Look into my creation when Satan, the jinn, the human being, comes into this world. He said, oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, how could anyone go straight with a world such as that? Yes, that's why God created us in heaven. In heaven, he predicted that his human being can make it in this world. Look at the compliment that God gave us. And so, therefore, you can't stand upright, and nor can you say that you believe in God and not be tested. So God had to test us. And so the jinn, Iblis, said he was not accepting that. God said, no, don't accept them in mud and dirt and clay. Wait till I breathe into their nature some of my spirit. And when he did that, he asked Satan to bow in sajda prayer, meaning get down on your knees and your hands and put your forehead on the floor, the rug, wherever you have to put it, on the ground, and bow to my creation. Well, in heaven, bow to the third creation. When you created the angels out of light and created the jinn out of smoke is fire, we're going to bow down to mud. Now, keep in mind, the angels didn't reject because the angels do what the will of God asked them to do. But why do scripture says the angel? Because I explained to you that the angels is how we refer to our children. And some of us refer to our wives as angels. And yes, they are, because they are so obedient. Oh, they don't get on your nerve. They do what you ask them to do. She pleases you. But let her see something that she thinks is a threat to her. However, when that happens, she has another side of her. And when she takes on that sixth sense, you thought you saw the devil. And you can't understand how this female's been with you all your life turned that quickly. And what made her do that? Another person. And who is that another person? A female. If she thinks that you got another female, you don't even have to bring it in the house. All she got to do is hear about it. But if, in fact, she come home and see it, you will see the other side of that female. Now, that's a metaphor to tell you that's what happened with Iblis. And that's what happened to the other jinns that was in heaven. They was not going to accept this creature that was created by God out of mud and clay and dirt and then come into life as being as educated and intelligent as you are. Or how, Marad, did Dig become intelligent when he breathed into his nature some of his spirit? Well, when he came into the knowledge and understanding, not knowing who he was, until he asked the angels, what is your name? And the angel couldn't tell him their name, so therefore he turned to Adam and said, tell them their names. That will blow anybody's mind, that your son can come out of the womb, or your daughter, and can say to you, what's the name of all the siblings that's in the house, and you did not teach them. So therefore, that's a sign to us that we come in to this world educated. Why? Because we have the nature that God has given us. So Satan didn't like it, and some of his imps didn't like it. So all of a sudden, the angels turned devil. And God said to him, get out. But he not only put the angel out of heaven, keep in mind we went with him. Why? Because Adam ate from the wrong tree. And I explained to you that tree is just a metaphor, that apple is just a metaphor. But when someone comes to you and tell you that you are good in your nature, but you are praying to the wrong God, you want to serve God, then take Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And when that happens, you believe you're doing the right thing. But he told you not to eat from that tree, not that knowledge. Because when you swallow that, that sounds sweet and sounds good. Because why? Because Mary had a child without the aid of the man. However, no one said to you that so did Adam. So did Adam and Eve came in this world without not only the aid of a man, but did not come in here as an aid of a female. It came from Mother Earth, from the womb. But they won't allow you to go back to that. So therefore, Adam slipped. He thought he was doing the right thing. But God warned him, I don't care what you do on this planet. The biggest sin is accept another God besides God himself. That's the biggest sin. You can sell drugs. You can kill somebody. You can do a whole lot of things and beg for forgiveness, and God will forgive you. But he will not forgive you for setting up another God besides him. So that was a big sin that Adam, the first thing he did was repent. So God said, all of you, get out of heaven. This is in the Holy Quran. And so we were sent to the earth with the jinns acting like angels. There was no angel that was created out of light, was kicked out of heaven. The jinn and the human being was kicked out of. Now, we are looking for that devil. And some of us say that Adam cursed the world. But if Adam cursed the world and Jesus took our curse away, it's mathematically impossible Jesus didn't know Adam. And that happens thousands of years prior. That was the beginning. So there's no way that Jesus save half the people, and those before him, he wasn't here to save them. So that ain't true. But did Adam slip? Yes, but he repented. We all repent. We all beg God. You have to stand upright and beg God with your hands out. What are you saying to God? I am clean, Lord. Yes, I sold drugs last week. I'm coming to you, Lord, clean. Yes, I fornicated. Yes, I committed adultery, Lord. Yes, I robbed this one. I robbed that one. Please, Lord, forgive me. And God will forgive you if your heart is sincere. Because you come to your Lord clean. You might lie to everybody else, but you're going to beg Allah for forgiveness. Now, how do you know you're being forgiven? Because you will see the progress of your life. That's how God shows that I accept your prayer. And look at you growing now. I ain't say growing and selling more drugs. I ain't saying growing and robbing people and killing people and gang banging people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you come out of that rut, that low life, and come back into the nature in which God has given you, an upright nature, a human being, an excellence that's in the human being. If you understand this, then you will grow in life. But you got to come back to the root. The root is, who are we? Why are we here? And why did God create us? Did he put difficulty on us and won't help us? That don't sound right. God says that you ain't making it by yourself with just the spirit. Your soul got to beg Allah. And if your soul beg Allah, then you will grow. How do you grow? I don't care what kind of knowledge you have and what kind of knowledge you obtain in this world. You can't go anywhere unless a plane or a train or a bus or automobile gets you there. But when you come into the spirit and you understand God, oh, buddy, you can travel the world. See how merciful God is? But the problem is you won't travel. The reason you won't travel because you won't come into the understanding that God created us out of two births, the mortal birth that you have that is physical, and give that to your mama. Give that to your father for planting the seed. But it's your mama that nursed you. It's your mother that cultivated you. It's your mother that instilled love and affection in you. But she ain't Allah. She's not Allah. You have to grow above that. What is the second birth? Your intellectual mind. If you don't come into that intellectual birth, which God has created us to be as intelligent as we was when we was in heaven, then you ain't going to grow in the world. And what's happening is that you're finding out on TV, for those Christians don't understand where Christianity has been created from, and show you that when the Jewish religion came about and they was fighting amongst each other, they created Christianity. They tell you right there on TV, either you listening or you don't care, or you're so bedded in your mind that this cannot be true. They're telling you that the Jews formed Christianity and they mold and shape it to rule, not to let you rule. To rule, you will never rule not knowing who God is. They know you're not free. And so therefore, they can give you anything that you will fall victim of and wonder why you can't get out of this rut that you are in. So God is saying, I gave you the answer. That I created the heavens and the earth and everything between it, and I created every creature. I created the angels, the jinn, and the human being. And I created everything after that. I created the insects, the animals, the birds, you name it, the moon, the star, the sun, and the sky. How is it that you believe that God says, be it is for Adam to come out of that mud and dirt and clay and Eve and mold in one mold and breathed into it some of his spirit and you came to life, male and female, and you plenished the world with men, women, and children. How is it that God says, be it is? And Mary's mother and father thought they made a mistake and made a man. That's what they wanted, a man. But a woman came in because God is trying to say you man can't come into this world unless you come through that tunnel. If you don't come through that tunnel, you ain't a human being. And I send men to men, meaning human beings to human beings. To do what? To raise human beings. So Jesus came through the human being. When he came from that womb of a human being, that made him the son of Adam. Every human being on the face of the planet Earth is the child of Adam. You can't take that away. Every human being has the same nature. Yes, every prophet has your nature. Those prophets are not messengers to us. You can't call them messengers to us. They was messenger of God. Why? Because he sent the message to men that he raised above others in their intellect to be able to come into the knowledge of who they are as human beings. And he sent them to various different places. That's what God did. How is it that now you let man, who cares nothing about you but your car fare, cares nothing about your welfare, and allow you to believe that God had to come through that same tunnel and then allow man to stone them and then crucify him on a cross to prove to you that he's God? Wow, that's the most unintelligent thing I ever heard of. And anybody in their right mind could not accept that. I think that's why you got a lot of people calling themselves atheists, because if they had to go for that, they ain't believing in God. But this is amazing that we think that when one speaks like I'm speaking, that I'm knocking Christianity. No, I'm not knocking anything that's good. The Holy Quran came here to straighten out not the words of man, to straighten out the words that you say God said. Allah doesn't need nothing from man, nothing whatsoever. I want you to understand, and those who follow the Sunnah of Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, that Muhammad, the messenger of God, a prophet to you and I, did not have anything to do with the Quran. He couldn't even know, he didn't know the words. He was not that abreast in scripture to write those words. They say he was illiterate. How is it that he wrote those words? He related those words, and it was placed in the book called the Holy Quran. That Holy Quran is the word of God. Now, through man, through Judaism, Allah to write the Torah. And that Torah was written, and then they took the book and kept it for they made you to think that the sacred house was in Jerusalem. And everybody went for that. Why, even Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turned towards Jerusalem. But he didn't feel right in his nature. Something about it just didn't make sense. Just like one can come into a religion and understand something about it just don't make sense. Well, Allah blessed him, because if not, he would have charged him for being disrespectful and not reading or studying God's way. Allah told him to turn towards Mecca, the sacred house. They knew that, but they knew if everybody turned towards Mecca, then the Jews would not have the power they even have today. You know, they go to Jerusalem. Christians spend billions of dollars and go there because they think that's where Jesus is, that's where Solomon is, and they go in the wall of just shaking and crying and praying. And my Christian sisters and brothers told me that when they make prayer, they say, "Oh Lord, the Lord of Jerusalem, the Lord of Israel." My God, who taught you that? Who taught you that God is the Lord of Israel? How could God be a Lord of a little bitty country that you very can even find on the map when God is the Lord of all the world? So Jesus had to come. And Jesus' job was not to take down Jerusalem. Jesus' job was to take down the fig tree. Here we go again with this tree. God used a metaphor, fig tree, because the fig has a lot of seeds in it. So Judaism was multiplied. But when you cut down the tree, it can't bear no more fruit. So Judaism was cut down. He had to stop Judaism because they took it and kept it for themselves and did not share it with the world. Here come Christianity. Christianity, there was good people that wanted to speak the gospel because Jesus was speaking the words of God. They took his words and twisted and then used him because you would go for the idea that is recent. It wasn't when Adam came because you can't go back that far. It was very difficult to teach an ignorant person to go further back. So you only can go back where you can see them. That's what we have done when it came to our names. We went to Kente and found him and thought that was our father. Well, if you went for that one, then you helped my brother Haley to make a great deal of money. But all these are tricks and cons to keep us away from the real father, just as they're doing today. Just take a minute out of your time and go in the inner city in the ghetto. If you're too fearful to go down there, go where they ain't got no guns and they can't shoot you, to the prison. And ask them, who is your daddy? Go to the mothers and that's on welfare and ask those children, where is your daddy? If, in fact, there's no parents, 9 out of 10, the children going to go astray. They knew that. So they're not going to let you know your real father. Can't you understand that this was designed while you had the synagogue and you had the churches? And yes, yes, and some of the masjids don't talk about Adam. How is it? Well, I believe it's designed when you say synagogue. It is death in design since they control Christianity that you can't tell. But in the Islamic world, it ain't design. It's just that we forgot. We are so hung up on what's happening in the world that we don't talk about our original father. Our original father is Adam, and Adam was in his righteous nature. Adam was Muslim. He didn't have to say he was Muslim. He submitted to the will of God. Why, Adam came out of heaven. Jesus, you call that heaven? I'll call it paradise, because in paradise, you ever see an island that was created and nothing's on it and green grass and beautiful trees? You call that paradise. Well, when you was in that womb and you didn't have to worry about eating and breathing, oh, you was in paradise in that womb. And that's the furthest Jesus got. But Adam, your original father, was created in heaven. And I would be pretty much not 100%, but I can understand you calling Adam God or Lord. But how is it that you take Jesus and put him over top of the original man, the man that gave us look in the mirror and see what Adam looked like. That is your original father. Every human being is attached to the type of Adam's nature. It's our nature. So we're Adam. We got God's will in us. And can't nobody touch the nature of the human being. So now the human being is tricked and conned to get away from his nature. And so you got Bloods and Crips, and they're killing each other. And we're dying, and we're not progressing. And it's hurting everybody. And you got the preachers that got away from, because they say, hey, they want to play this game, we'll play this game too. Where did our brothers who call themselves Masons, I ain't got nothing against them, because they didn't want to be low-lifed in education and not knowing how to deal in the world. But they went over to England, and they tried to learn the knowledge of the Shriners. They told them there's no black man. And keep in mind, I talked about last week about Ham. So they was Ham to them. They was the children of the Canes. And they came there and asked them, can they be a part of the Shriners? The Shriners told them, there's no way that you are that intelligent to come on our level. Well, they said some more terrible things. The brothers came back, and they created Masonry. Yes, the African-American brothers created Masonry in the country. Is it a religion? I give them credit. They'll tell you no. The school of thought. And it worked for them. Because their daddy was the Shriners. And the Shriners was the judges and the lawyers and the presidents of the United States. They were Shriners. Those were his, their sons. And allowed them to go to 33 degree in knowledge. 33, can you believe that? Water freezes at 33. That's the highest they can go. So what the Shriners are saying, you are intelligent to come on this level. So you're still the children of Ham. But Ham was us to the Masons. The Masons didn't believe they was Ham, because remember now, in the Bible it said that Noah had three sons. One thought he was white. The other one thought he was brown, yellow, and red. But neither one of them wanted to be that black one, that most unintelligent black one. So they gave them a story to be able to grasp on, to make them who they are. Not respected on the 10th floor, but respected on the 5th floor while we all on ground zero. Well, that's what the priests have done. That's what the bishops have done. Now, I'm not talking about all of them. I'm not talking about all of them, because that one that's been tricked and conned, bamboozled, stabbed in the back, I have a love for that one, because their heart is right. The Quran tells us that. They're sincere. They have sincereness unbelievable. But that one that used it for a con, to milk you of everything you have, I give 2 cents to him. Whether he is Jewish, whether he Christian, Baptist, robbing the people, selling ignorance to the people, and you going for it. Well, they knew it was going to work. They said, man, why sell dope and go to jail for 30, 40 years? Ask Nicky Barnes. And Lucas, Frank Lucas, when you can sell religion, nobody can mess you. You don't have to pay no taxes. All you got to do is sell them a hoodwink, because they stuck on stupid. They ain't going to figure this out. This is not just with you African Americans, even though it's a shame for us, a disgrace for those Caucasians that's been hooked, because they had everything offered to them. They were never in slavery, and yet mentally they are in slavery. So they don't have no distinguish. They don't distinguish from one from another. Whoever believes that hype is who they're going to get. And it seems very difficult that you say that you love me, but yet I'm catching the hell, and your family is living as if heaven is right here on earth. Then they tell you, don't think about the money. That's a sin. That God will take care of you later. And the same thing about it is that most of them are pimps. Most of them are dope dealers, former dope dealers. I mean, some of the most despicable people came into a religion called Christianity. See, that's not accepted in Islam. They may have our names because their mother and their father gave them those names, but they don't have this religion in their heart. But you can't change a man's name. So if, in fact, his name is Ali or Akbar or Murad or whatever his name might be, if his character is no good, then he's committing a sin. And we don't condone sin. We don't condone no one playing as if they with us and they're not with us. However, if we don't wake up and realize that where we came from heaven. We came from Adam. We are the children of Adam. So God gave us the whole world. He said, I didn't leave my human beings in this world by themselves. Well, God, how are they going to make it? I created the heavens and the earth and everything between it to help them, to assist them. And Satan knew that and kept you away from it, kept you away from engaging into God's creation. Wow, something is wrong with you. My God, you can't see it? My brothers and sisters in Islam, let me tell you that if you study this religion as you say you are, and we've been through 400 years plus, everything was taken away from us. You didn't think God was not going to send us some help? You think God is so unmerciful that he was not going to give us some help? Let me tell you why we, the former slaves, are blessed. If you don't have pressure, or any one of us, we're able to pay our bills, we got a little money in the bank, and a guest come to your house, you would give that guest your bed. Go sleep in my bed. Oh, no, I don't want to take. No, 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 you're a guest. Go sleep in my bed. You would feed that guest. Look at our hearts. That's the will of God. That's our nature. How kind, in spite of what all we went through. We are just kind people. We would just help anybody. That young lady needs a coat. Come with me. You would take her to your house and give her a coat. You would take her to the store and buy her a coat. Nobody's looking. You would take her off it and help it and nurse it back as if it was yours. See what God is saying? Look at the gift that I gave you. These men that put us behind as 3/5 of a human being, they still cold-blooded and calculated. They still killing our children, thinking that we're going to take over. Look at the evil that's in them. And yet, look at us. The men overseas, my brothers overseas, they are literally stealing young children. And they're taking them young children and they're raping them, calling them their wives. These kids is 8, 9 years old, telling them they cannot be educated. Walked in, told the brother, "Where's your wife?" In the kitchen. They went in the kitchen and grabbed her by her hair. I have a sister that talked about how the headpiece means a whole lot. Not over there. They didn't tell her to put her headpiece on. Grabbed her by the hair. "Where you going, brother?" "We'll call you." Because she made a statement about ISIS. And because they heard it, they chopped it up in little pieces and told the brother that says, "Assalamu alaikum," just like he do, make pride prayers just like he do, call on Allah just like he do, and say, "Come get your wife." I got a call for, I call her Black Beauty. She's a gorgeous black young girl with a master's degree. She's probably listening, but I'm going to say it because I like to talk about things that God shows you. This beautiful young lady, Skip, got her degree early, 1920. She's academically inclined. Refused to tell me her age because she's very respectful, intelligent, and couldn't get the age out of her because she said she didn't want anyone to think that she thought like a baby. That's how young she was. Now, it touched me because my mama never wanted no one to know her age. And I was just a little guy. I said, "My mama, why you can't tell me your age? Boy, you don't need to know." Because she was around older people. And my mama used to come home with cigarettes. And I used to go in her pocketbook to see how many cigarettes she smoked. They were never gone. So one day I asked her, I said, "Mama, well, why you have these cigarettes?" So she could fit in. I said, "You never lit it up?" "Nope." "You never use it? Why you buy it?" She said, "So they can think that I'm older than they are." Then when she got older, before she passed away, I said, "Mama, I'm going to give you a party." "No." I said, "Why, Mama?" "I don't want them to know my age." I said, "Why not? Then they will never call me to go get what they want." I said, "Well, why would you do that?" She said, "I like it. I like serving them. They think that I'm younger than them. I'm probably the oldest one in this senior place." That's my mama. So I saw a young girl tell me, "I'm not telling you my age. Because then you'll start treating me like my age. Age doesn't matter." Look at us. Now, that's the new generation coming. I can at least say that. And she received me as if she'd been here before. Great athlete, school teacher, very intelligent, independent. But why did she gravitate to me? Why do she sit and listen to me? Because she hears the words of God. And when you are given a gift, you have to be careful. Because if you ain't careful, you will be able to hurt one, what God gave you. So you have to be careful how you treat the next person and what you say to the next person. But if you got good intention, Allah will bless you. But I got to look at her that God didn't give me this knowledge to hurt someone or make them think that I'm this or that and nobody as smart as I am. That's not what God is saying. God gave you this knowledge to give it back. And so we are gifted people and don't even know it. Well, what's keeping them? They don't know God. They don't even know what was given to us. All these lies kept them away from directing their thoughts and being able to think God. We dicker. We dicker all the time. We dicker before we make prayers. Dicker Allahu Akbar is greater than any thinking you could ever have. But if your heart ain't right, you're not going anywhere. How is it that the Jews held up the word of God? How is it that the Christians distorted the word of God? How is it that our brothers in the East now lost the way of Muhammad, the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How is it that this so-called American Negro, deaf, dumb, and blind, has been risen up to call the world back to prayer? And you don't even get it that we, the former slave masters who took us down to mud, raped our mothers, hung our fathers, castrated our brothers, took our religion, our culture, our language. Our brother, you didn't even know who God was. And look at us today, saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, but yet you will not come together. That means you don't have it. Now, who are you fooling? Your heart ain't right. How do you sit in position in the masjid and it ain't growing? You need to get the hell out of there. We shouldn't have to kick you out. You should leave for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But your pride is too big. You believe that God chose you. No, brother. He chose the 30 million African Americans here in America. Look at our Christians. They've been tricked. They've been conned. They've been hoodwinked. Look at them. But they still got God in their heart. Yes, some of the best Christians you could ever find, a best friend you could ever have. Look how God is talking to us. And we don't even know God is talking to us. But we who came to the Quran, we who study the Quran, every word in that Quran is Allah. Don't let nobody tell you that God Almighty, the Lord of all the worlds, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth. We thought we were. We thought we was God. And yet, you standing in our way. Why, brother, you can change. You have a right to change. But are you going to change? Tahi, we say it all the time, but you don't believe it. Not the oneness of you. God is one. Not two, three, four, five. You ain't God. Get the hell out the way. Why are you standing in our way? You want something to happen to you? Well, it's happening. You're dying a slow death. You're dying a spiritual death. You're dying a mental death. And there's no progress in you. You don't even know that you dead. You think you alive. Everybody, you are a legend in your own right. Well, I'm saying to the Muslims that we're supposed to call the whole world back to prayer. That's what Bilal represented. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is great. How is it that Belial's heart can go to heaven? Belial is a sign for us. If your heart ain't in this, it ain't happening. It's not going to happen. The reason why Christianity is all messed up is because the people's heart is not in it. The reason why you see what's going on over there, because their heart ain't in it. Allah took it from them. We have it. So don't fault me, because I have it. I love my mother. Everybody can tell, anybody know me, know I love my mother. But I also love God greater. I love my father, but I love God greater. I love my siblings, but I love God greater. I love my wife, but I love God greater. I love me. Me. I love me, but I love God greater. So I beg God, oh Lord, forgive me for what I've done. I have done some things that I'm ashamed of, Lord. I'm coming to you with open arms. My hands are out. You can see me for who I am. I cannot hide anything from you, Lord. Rid of me, of my sins and that which I fell victim to. The angels say, God, you better find something else. Look at your success in life. Did God give you that because you wasn't begging him before? Now, where I get that from? I heard Imam Wallace D. Muhammad said that. Imam Wallace D. Muhammad said, how could he change the FOI, the Army, the MGT, and move him to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam without any bloodshed? Whatever you did, Wallace, look at my success that I gave you. Not Bentleys and Rolls Royces and big mansions. Look at us today. God sent one from amongst us to teach us this Quran. And I tell my brothers from the foreign country, you may not know us, but if you study the Muhammad, the Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you see it in us. We ain't bowing. You could talk all the hadiths and all the Arabic, but you ain't moving us. You don't move us. We ain't no emotions in us with the windows up. It won't even move the curtain. For Allah put the Quran in us. And we got this. And we still in the classroom learning. But watch us. If you want to be able to come to uplift Islam in America, how is it that you don't come to the African-American Muslim that say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah? You don't see us killing nobody, raping nobody, and stopping our females from getting the education. We practice the Sunnah of Muhammad, the Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at our kindness and our generosity. Yeah, money is missing. But Allah showed the whole world we don't have oil, we don't have riches, we don't have money, but we got the spirit of the Holy Quran. And so we're going to go get our Christian brothers and sisters because that is our family. They being tricked and conned. They want you to think about James. Now here come Paul. They say Paul is telling a lie. Everybody's a lie, especially if you tell the truth. All this is confusing. But all you got to do is read. Read the Holy Quran. Read how the Holy Quran takes you back. Our brothers in Africa. Yes, we say we're from Africa, but we are Muslims. Our nature is an upright human being with excellence. We ain't Africans. We came from Africa, but we ain't Africans. My African brothers had Christianity and they had Islam. They got Islam right now. They got Christianity right now. They're all confused. While they go to a sheikh's home and kiss the steps that he walks up on. They speak all different languages over there. They're separated by tribes. You think that was accidentally? Or Allah said you ain't practicing this religion? Y'all got to look at the history. Allah gave them a chance, but they ain't together. Gaddafi lost his life trying to help them. Gave him $1 trillion. And he's still not together. The brothers from Kenya don't like the brothers in Nigeria. Nigeria don't like Ghana. And so far and so far and so far and so far and so far. Now, some kind of way the disease is coming over here. We don't like each other. I don't know why we don't like each other. But we don't like each other. There's a reason why we don't like each other. But it's amazing that we don't like each other. Talk to me. I don't understand. And I have a real major problem with the things that's going on. I've been on the radio, and I'm hearing that my talk has not got through. I heard the lady say that my give you 20 seconds. And she count down to 6 seconds, and then we was turned off. I have no clue if we off the air. And people are sending me texts because they can't hear me. And I must have got 45 texts saying that I'm talking to the air. So what I would do is I'm going to close out. And if, in fact, this talk gets on the air another time, maybe I can send it to them. But I don't know why things like this happen. I have no clue. And this is what happens when we do not have our own. And when you don't have your own, then you have a problem with these modern technologies. Elio, is you out there? Ring my phone if you can hear me. Now, I just got a call from a sister in Las Vegas, Nevada, say, I hear you. It's amazing. I have no clue. But I will continue. That's a sign. If one of you out there can hear me, all I'm trying to do, I'm not trying to be your leader. I'm not trying to be better than anyone. I'm just trying to give you the key to how to see Allah for yourself. You don't need me. You can see God for yourself. And we are gifted as human beings, more or less those ones who suffered the bounds of suffering. The brothers that came from the foreign countries, I have a meeting with all of them this Saturday downtown on Bradford Place over top of the masjid there. Our brothers from Turkey, something about those Muslims that really touched me. Because when we was young and we was following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we had no fear of anybody. We sold our papers, sold our fish, and we was together. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, even Steven. That was our motto. And we had two types of Muslims, if you would say, for a better word. One in the mess, in the temple, one out. And as I look at it, one on the outside can see any harm coming to the ones on the inside. And the one on the inside can see anything that's coming from ones who was on the outside. So that was design. But I had the privilege of being with both. And because I had the privilege of being with both of them I was able to grow with. And both of them allowed me to talk to them. What I believe is happening is that people are losing to get back on the radio, but I just got an email from Las Vegas, Nevada, say, I hear you. So I think some people in Texas or in Florida or in Kansas City or Mexico is hearing us, and those who keep calling and sending texts in cannot. So the only thing I can tell you is to keep trying, because I'm going to stay on for another half an hour and just tape all this that I'm doing, and hopefully my listening audience can hang on, God willing. What I'm saying is that we had such a bond that if anything happened in that temple, that every brother outside the temple, whether it was New York, Philadelphia, or New Jersey, was there. And we didn't carry no guns. What we did have is we was diehards. We would take a bullet for that which we believed. And they had the guns that we called the white man. But we would have ran through those guns. Now, they would have shot a lot of us, but a lot of them would have died too. You got to die for something. And we felt that what we would die for is that which we thought was our rights. And that is to practice our religion. We didn't ask anyone for anything, but we preached our own neighborhood. Well, I say that to say, now we're on the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. You can't come into our neighborhood or our country and think that everything that you have grown up and learned is superseding us, because we got ours the hard way. We wasn't born in Islam. We was born in Christianity. We embraced Islam and came out of Christianity. But we didn't hate our parents. They was Christians, our siblings. They was Christian. Now, some of us was off our...